When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy hump day. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman. We are live on the stream. Like Marty Schottenheimer, you've seen. We got the gleam up here, 1040 O Street. The Mecca Sports Radio in your great city of Lincoln, but also Omaha and the great state of Nebraska. We are brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese. Special ingredients at Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill. If you're in Lincoln, 168th and Maple, up there in the O. Without further ado, man, I woke up excited for today. Always am excited, but the ability to have, well, the fact that we're on the stream, number one, you know, and then so that means we can go as long as we want, generally, you know, obviously within reason. But then to do the obscure quarterback edition is delightful. I mean, when you're thinking about names of Babe Laufenberger, Wade Wilson, you know, Tommy Kramer wasn't just obscure, but Tommy Kramer, you're talking about dudes like Bob Gagliano, Sean Salisbury, Moses Marino. I'm giving up all my stuff right now. I mean, just the amount. I mean, really, to be honest with you, it's like if you can just walk and chew gum, you can play quarterback in the league. I mean, from J.P. Lossman, Matt Barkley, what's the dude, Cade McNown? McCown?
Yeah, McNown.
There's
Cade McNown and then Josh McCown. There's several
The one that was at UCLA when they had that run, he was a lefty. Remember, drafted by the Bears. Yeah, and then remember, he was dating a Playboy model, so he came late to training camp, got cut.
Well, fair trade.
Yeah. At the time, he thought it was a fair trade,
you know,
and until he couldn't get traded, so he got cut. Just those guys and that blessed NFL locker room is amazing. Just because, now granted, I mean, it's not saying that anybody can play quarterback. I mean, obviously they got, that's why they nicknamed the name for armchair quarterbacks. But realistically, if you're in the right situation at the right time, you know, you can end up on an NFL roster and in some cases play a long time in the NFL. And before we get into this, for this, you Chiefs fans, okay? For you Chiefs fans, I get it. You listen, you guys, you backdoored your way into the Super Bowl championship this year. This is not, no Chiefs fan, no true Chiefs fan said, you know what, we thought we were going to win it this year. But you did. You out-coached, you out Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, you know, had the epic game where he was 11-11, couldn't get stopped, or wasn't stopped all playoffs, so forth and so on. Defense was excellent. But you Chiefs fans, I want to ask you this. Were you a Chiefs fan? Did you wear the Chiefs gear when Steve DeBerg was your quarterback? When Steve DeBerg would just obliterated his pinky and couldn't play? Were you there when were you a Chiefs fan then? Were you wearing your Chiefs gear there then? Dave Craig, yeah, all these guys. Were you wearing it then? Were you wearing it? Were you wearing the hat? I mean, I saw a guy at the gym, DP, He had on Chiefs sweats. He had on some red shoes. He had a Chiefs shirt. He had a Chiefs sweatshirt and a Chiefs hat. I know for a fact when Dave Craig was, or when Steve DeBerg was their quarterback, there is no way in the world that you were cheering for Steve DeBerg to be your Kansas City Chiefs quarterback to hand it off to my man Barry Word up and Christian the Nigerian Nightmare Okoye.
Here's where I always measure people that go back to your previous GOAT, right? Your previous GOAT. So Mahomes is the current GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, if you're a Chiefs fan, you have to go back and you got to say it in
Lynn Hank Strand.
Yeah, you got to call him Leonard, right? Because that's how Hank called him from the sideline, Leonard.
Yeah, well, especially when he was in trouble.
Hey, Leonard. Now, who was the quarterback right before Lenny and right after Lenny? And watch Chiefs fans scatter.
Depending on age,
right?
You know, I'll
some
give
will scatter,
that.
Right?
A lot of Chiefs fans don't even know Rich Gannon played for them.
Here's what was fantastic. That Mike Livingston. we remember.
This was coming up with days, like Mike Livingston in the white pages.
Right.
You know, when you look up, so you remember back when we had the Austin's way before your day.
I had a phone book, Jay.
Okay. Well,
I know what a phone book is.
And there's 8 million Mike Livingstons, and he was with the Chiefs.
Yeah. And that if you didn't have an Elvis Gerbach jersey or a Damon Hewitt jersey.
Bodie Croyle.
Right. Yeah. Right. Like tell me really if you really went through.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, do you have the Trent Green number 10? Did you wear that one? Did you get the Tyler Thigpen jersey or would you bypass that waiting?
Man, right? I mean,
what about the Matt Castle jersey? Did you buy the Matt Castle?
Hey, he was a huge free agent signer.
Hey, did you get that Chase Daniel 10? Did you splurge?
He was good.
Are you going to get the Carson Wentz jersey?
So this is what's really funny. I was talking to some football people today about it, because they saw the clip. They're like, "Oh, y'all were wild yesterday." But then I asked the question, like, "Who's the quintessential middle of the pack NFL starting quarterback? Like perfectly in the middle. They're not terrible,
but they're not.
But they're not
good.
Great, right?
Yeah.
They're not great. So." I understand, first, everybody who is a starting quarterback in the NFL is elite.
Yeah.
Right? You're one of 32 on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So fair. You're right? But you split those 32 into thirds. Right? And so we'll go to the top 10 a year ago.
Okay.
Those are the great quarterbacks.
In the league now.
Right.
Okay.
You could say that the second 10 is good. But somewhere in the middle of that pack, they okay. They okay. And they're folks. So the bottom, if I told you the bottom 10 and said that we're going to set the tone for this with Sam Howell.
He's no Jeff Garcia.
He okay. He okay. Aiden O'Connell, who may be a starting quarterback again this year. Kenny Pickett.
Oof.
The ever popular Mac Jones. Bryce Young, baby Bryce, and Zach Wilson. Listen.
That's booty.
John David booty.
Right?
Yeah, they got that's garbage. That group right there.
Right? Like, if those are your starters.
They would have a hard time winning a state championship right now.
Right? That elite in the high school space, because they were 4- and 5-star quarterbacks, who then got to college and had enough success to get drafted high enough to, you know, propel
in some cases,
themselves.
Number one, yeah.
Right, propel themselves up in it. But then here's the name that we kept landing on. And this was talking to four different former NFL quarterbacks. And I said, if I said to you to tell me the average starting quarterback, not the worst in the league, not in the best.
Right.
Austin Orman, I apologize in advance because they went to your Indianapolis Colts.
Okay.
1985 starter, Mike Pagel. As the standard for okay.
What about Art Schlichter?
Right. Like, the Colts had enough of a run that this was true. That Mike Pagel would give you, how about this one? Ready? And we talked about him yesterday, but we also bypassed a lot of it. But remember, in the space that we're in, that Gus Frerotte, my dude Gus. My dude Gus, we not mad at you, but we can't really ride with you.
Yeah, probably Gus. Yeah.
Like, if you're my guy in September, in November, either things went terribly well or terribly wrong, and both are equally as likely to have happened.
Yeah.
That you ain't happy, you're not unhappy, you just maybe not satisfied. Here's another one for you. Through all of this place, in Detroit, Eric Hippel.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? We're in the real meat and potatoes of basic, he okay.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks. We brought up Buffalo, and the list was longer than we thought. Jay Foreman.
I know, man. It's cringeworthy. I didn't know. Before we get into Buffalo, there's one dude that he has a Redskins connection.
Okay.
And he won a national championship.
There were a couple.
Light skin for the win, Jason Campbell.
Yeah, Jason, brother Jay, was he all right?
He all right.
Like, it wasn't like we weren't thrilled, but we understood.
And through the circumstances, he played good.
Right?
And he got a big contract at Cleveland.
Like, we tried to validate how this brother was going to come in. It was D.C. So, you know, they gave him, he got an extra bonus point.
Yeah.
In D.C. We're going to give him a shot. Okay. Right? Because we've had bad white quarterbacks. Might as well give ourselves with an average.
You've had Gardner Minshew's.
Right, right. But Jason Campbell was disappointing.
And Cleveland. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and Cleveland.
Like, I understood.
But I got it one even better than Eric Hippel before we dive into Buffalo.
Okay.
You talk about average quarterback I think when you're right in the middle of the road, you'll have three games you're like, okay, if we can build on this and get this more consistent, he could actually be a starter.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have them three games, you're like, hey, we are in the draft.
Yeah, we got to make a change.
We actually have to trade our starting linebacker to get up in the draft. And then you know what happens usually towards the end of the season after this quarterback in those three games played you out of the playoffs?
Yep.
He gives you a glimpse of the good side. You know who it is?
Yeah.
Who's went around the league and actually had a chance to come back to the league and chose not to. Kyle Orton. From Chicago to Denver to Dallas to the point that Dallas tried to bring him back and he was like, listen, I can't do it anymore in Dallas, and just said, I'm going to walk away from a couple million dollars during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to bring him back.
He was so average, absolutely average, that when he made it to Buffalo, his job was to just simply not be as average as another Buffalo average great. Trent Edwards.
From Stanford.
Yeah.
Hey, they literally was like, please.
But
please.
Do you remember when he got drafted? Because when he got drafted, he had won like five games or something like that. And I remember, you know.
Threw for 65%.
Yeah. But he won like five games, and they're like, oh, he's got a strong arm. Man, he was throwing ducks in Buffalo.
Until they realized, this is where analytics started to take over, right? Because the numbers would tell you, he's okay. Until you looked at, there were three consecutive games for Buffalo in December during the Trent Edwards run where they had to punt four times a game plus four times a game because he would take a sack on third down.
Yeah.
Like they said, he was padding his stats. Right? Like right. Instead of throwing the interception.
Yeah. The quarterbacks do that.
Right? He was just like, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and take the sack and go to the sideline, and we'll work it out.
And you know where they get that from? And I learned this when I think Rob Johnson was the quarterback, and they were, and Alex Van Pelt was in the, you know, in the locker room. Quarterbacks would take sacks so it wouldn't affect their QBR rating.
Yep.
And that's how, that was a big stat, you know, before analytics took it over, or, you know, started to really be, you know, part of the evaluation process. It was a big stat to where they would evaluate the difference between, say, like a starter or a potential starter or a free agent pickup was QBR rating. So you have quarterbacks out here selling their offensive line out for the betterment to get their contract, and offensive linemen getting cut because they can't, you know, pass, you know, protect against highly skilled rushers for more than 4 seconds.
Which, and it took a group of Ivy League quarterbacks to come up with the phrase catch radius.
Yeah.
Because
it's a big word.
Because you needed an explanation. Hey, listen. I'm making good throws.
And you better catch them.
They're not catching the good throws. Yeah. And the analytics popped up and said, no, these weren't good throws. These were okay throws, but no, not good.
The approach I went to this was you had to have like a fair number of wins, right, to be he's okay. So you start by winning percentage is immediately what you do. Mm-hmm. Anything over like 52% win percentage is disqualifying. So here are the names that I came up with.
Yep.
Jim Everett.
You like him?
He's okay.
He's okay.
He won 41% of his games. Vinny Testaverde won 42% of his games.
He played forever, though.
Kerry Collins.
Hold on. Vinny Testaverde gets a pass. You want to know why he gets a pass? You ready for this?
Sure.
So when my dad went into the Hall of Fame or the Ring of Fame down in Miami, Vinny Testaverde came in. He's cool as a fan. Now, he remembered playing against each other, and he played like 22 years or something. And he's a pilot, so he flew his own plane down, but he still is rocking the shag.
Yeah, Vinny owned Miami.
Oh yeah.
And
still does.
That makes sense.
But he tricked it off against Penn State though.
Yeah. Well, he had the curly man. Like, look. Vinny put work in.
Vinny was the first white quarterback to cross over. You know when they say you in music you cross over? He was crossing over big time down in Miami. All right, let's get back to him.
Would you rather have Steve Bartkowski or Dan Pastorini?
Dan Pastorini. Even though he lost to Pittsburgh.
Dante Pastorini. Let me say this.
Bartkowski was cold-blooded, too.
Yeah, because he had Billy White suits. Yeah. He had Jenkins. He had some dudes.
But they were garbage, though, back then.
And Atlanta he had a good bad. Tight end. So it was...
Was Junior Miller down there?
Yeah.
So he had
some dudes. But then Dante Pastorini did it in tough times. Because that brother had to face Pitt, that steel curtain twice. Then he had to go to Cleveland in the cold. Then he had to go to Cincinnati in the cold.
Yeah. Isn't that the point, though? If he was more than just okay, the cold doesn't bother him?
Listen, no, Bartkowski played in Atlanta, bro. Yeah. It rained every now and then, but and they played in a terrible field in Atlanta Fulton County Stadium with the baseball diamonds still sitting in two-thirds of the field.
Getting all types of
mud in the face mask, you know.
Rash and stuff sliding in a second.
Yeah, I'm going to say this. Pastorini had swagger.
Yeah, he still does, man. And he was a big quarterback, though. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that when I met him when I was down in Houston. I didn't realize how big he was. He's a big old dude. Yeah. Bartkowski was great, too. You know, Bartkowski is one of the original investors or one of the big investors behind you know how former college basketball teams get together and they play for a million bucks? He's one of the big investors.
TBT.
Yeah. He's the one that's one of the big investors in it. And those two, Jim Everett, he's like Kyle Orton. Because for every game that Jim Everett, and I used to like the Rams because I hope my dad's not like Eric Dickerson is my favorite running back of all time.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh,
I'm telling you, I don't get like
come
I'm
on,
not a fanboy. Like, you know, I didn't kick it with Jordan. I didn't did all that. Like, when I met Eric Dickerson, I was like, yeah. I took a picture with him and my dad. My two
did
favorite
he have the goggles
back.
On?
No. Oh. And I asked him about that. He said he couldn't see and he didn't want to put contacts in there. But let me tell you something.
Does he know that he was mocked in coming to America?
Yeah. What is and the thing is, here's the funny thing about it. I liked him so much. I didn't have long hair, but I got me a Jerry curl just because of Eric Dickerson. And I was 29. Yeah. I did. I had the neck roll and everything. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was about to call you your government name. You know, I literally had to catch myself.
And I was hitting that sideline. I was hitting that sideline on them cats, too. Yes, sir.
I almost just called you
Eric Dickerson,
by your government name.
Jay Lamont Foreman. Yeah. What are you saying?
Right. Just call me Lamont. Oh, man. But Jim Everett was on those teams.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And they have Flipper Anderson and Henry Ellard.
What year was that? What year was Jerry Curl apexed?
Every year.
No, there was a stretch.
Oh, when he first got in the league? Because he had every pad imaginable.
Yeah, he had pads under his neck.
He had rib pads. But the thing is, Jim Everett would show – let me tell you something. He would lose the games. They would get in the playoffs, and Jim Everett's best game was when they went to New York Giants Stadium, and he threw for like 380 yards. Upset the Giants. After that, he didn't really do much.
So many of such a great era. Like I'm sorry. It's gonna take me a minute to recoup from you having a Jerry curl. Like
me?
Okay. So
oh, yeah.
So folks out there, anybody that knows Jay Foreman and was around can find the Jay Foreman Jerry curl. Like if you have
But I had the rec specs though.
I will give you coffee Same. Free for a month.
Yeah.
Coffee free for a month if you have a personal picture. Not one you found on the internet, but a personal picture of Jay Foreman with a Jerry curl. I will buy you coffee for the entire month, the rest of May. Like, literally.
Right. right. Yeah, I love some Eric Dickerson, dog. But I never went that route.
Like, I never.
You never went to Jerry curl?
No, because I don't know.
It lasted for like a day. I mean, you could do practice. I did it, thought it was cool. I went out there, I wore number 29, everything. Oh, yeah. I love Eric Dickerson. He was smooth.
There were certain run because everybody had the people that they tried to mimic, right?
Yeah.
And then it depends on the era of who you ran like or wanted to run like. And I went through, I'll throw your name because we can do the same thing with running backs, right? But I wore number 26.
For
when I was in high school. So I wore number 26 in high school.
Wendell Tyler.
Wendell Tyler was who I ran.
He was cold-blooded.
I ran. Yeah. It was not a scoot. It was a. It was kind of an in-between slide.
Yeah, that's what he was.
Like
yeah.
a bit of a scooter.
He had the lazy and
then,
dead leg.
Yeah, and then I would plant the foot, get vertical, and take really long strides.
Yeah.
That was who it was. And then when they moved me to receiver, there were certain things that you wanted to do. Now, your father got me in a lot of trouble. Because I would catch it out of the backfield, and I wanted to go one hand.
Yeah, right?
And then I wanted to go spin cycle, right? Like, I didn't go spin doctor.
Yeah.
Gonna give it to him. Leave him out at the hash mark. Right?
Because
he catches it out of the backfield, and it's just me on a linebacker who has no shot.
Yeah.
Like, no shot. And all I saw was 44.
Right.
Put it out there. Show it to him. Yeah. Spin back inside. Gone to work. As a receiver, I thought that I was Drew Pearson.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because that sort of stride worked for me.
Yeah.
And that sort of separation. There are a bunch of mid-level, like we talk about quarterbacks. There are a bunch, and we're not done with quarterbacks, because there's some names in this list that Jay Foreman, quarterbacks who played, started over 50 games and didn't win over 50% of those games. Right?
Mm.
That means they kept putting you out there to just hold on. Like, don't screw this up. Okay. You ready for this? That some of these numbers. So, Baker Mayfield has won 46% of his games. Derek Carr has won 45.
Dang.
Matthew Stafford, 48. We're giving credit to a lot of people. Marcus Mariota, 46%. Jameis Winston.
He's
a boy.
He's a national.
42%.
He's a national treasure, though.
Case Keenum.
That's another one.
45.
That's another one, man. Is Case Keenum still in the league?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Geno Smith.
He ain't right back.
45. Tyrod Taylor. 49. Many pocket QB.
Pocket Hercules.
43%. And he's not the worst. You know who's below him? You ready for these two folks? At 38%, Daniel Jones.
Dang.
At 38%, a boy, Jacoby Brissett. At 38%, Sam Darnold. 36%, BYU's finest, Zach Wilson.
Where's Sam Bradford at?
We gonna get there. You know who's at a number that makes my head scratch? At 26% of his wins. Now, he's only started 38 games because he's only been in the league for that long. But Justin Fields has only won 26% of his game of his starts.
Sam Bradford went 34-48-1.
Man. Kyle Allen, 37%. Davis Mills from the Carolina Panthers.
He got long neck too. He was with Houston.
Houston.
21% of his wins. Sam Howell, 28%. These are Tyler Huntley, 30%. There's some quarterbacks out here. Just how are y'all keeping money? I don't understand.
I think it's because it's a crapshoot.
These are some terrible numbers.
But anybody, you can find a good quarterback anywhere. That's the thing.
Matthew Stafford has started 214 games in the NFL.
Yeah, but you got to think, he was on the team that went 0-16. So that that's a hard deficit to make up.
If you took away the 16, he's above 500.
See, that's.
But he currently sits at 40. Look, it ain't my fault you lost all of them. Like, you could have won two. And, you know,
2-14 and 50%.
Like, we could have argued that. Yeah, the Drew Carr is still getting love. It's like in that in between.
Man, I'm telling you, man. It's a blessing to get drafted high, like number one, like Bryce Young, and I was there when David Carr got drafted. But listen, I can tell you, what being in the locker room and looking across that other locker room at the offensive side, they didn't have nobody over there that could play, that could really
nobody.
That offensive line, dog. I used to look out there. My man was so, like, because he wasn't scared. Dave is tough. But if he had got sacked so much, it was, like, just in his, like, body movements. Because I'm good friends with Joey Porter. So Joey Porter got, like, between, from you to DP, he just fell down and just, Joey Porter hit his incentives. Because he had three sacks in, like, the first three series. Because he had been used to getting back there so much. David Carr used some guys in his face.
Oh my goodness gracious! Bro.
So I mean, look, man. For teams, I mean, you gotta think. You just have to wonder if Tom Brady went to the Arizona Cardinals, how many years did he play? Would he play?
Well, he'd have been on the reserve. Like he'd have been on the
injured reserve. Sure,
they would have.
But he wouldn't have been the GOAT,
right? Like it. It was the perfect situation.
Right. I mean, when people like Joe Montana was always thought of as the GOAT until Tom Brady, right? He fell to the third round. You get what I'm saying? So a lot of times it's situation. It's no different than, you know, Randy Moss going to the Vikings. And having another all pro over there could teach you how to be a pro. And then Randy Moss goes out and, you know, there's only the second
can
to Jerry
Rice.
Can we
shout out the 49ers for doing pretty much a better job than any other organization in finding a quarterback?
Yeah, from the very beginning, yeah. I mean, heck, they even had Jim Plunkett in there.
I mean,
for
think
a year.
About it. So, John Brody, Hall of Famer. Wyatt Tittle, Hall of Famer. John Brody, Hall of Famer. Then you had your 1 year, literally 1 year, where you gave Spurrier a chance. Brody takes it back over again. 1 year of Norm Snead. Again, virtual Hall of Famer, very close, iffy. Jim Plunkett for 2 years.
Yep.
Steve DeBerg for 3 years.
Young Steve DeBerg.
Yeah, young Steve DeBerg, like before. And they so much so they had to go get Montana. Montana, Steve Young, Jeff Garcia.
Who was good.
Alex Smith, Colin Kaepernick. Then you had the hiccup era of Hoyer, Mullins, Garoppolo, Mullins, Garoppolo, Purdy. I'm not sure there's a better run.
No. And the thing is, when the Jimmy Garoppolo that they traded for was in that flight from New England to San Francisco, wasn't the same dude that got off that plane.
Right.
So that was a good move. And then also, you got to think the bad luck with Trey Lance. And then they, you know, got supreme good luck with Brock Purdy. So I mean,
oh, Austin Orman, you ready?
Hey,
for
hey,
the Colts?
Yeah, oh, you?
Hey, you know who the dude? He like always. This is when you know the quarterbacks are average.
Yeah.
Back in the day, when I was young, is whoever's card you always get. You know whose card you always get from the Colts? Jack Trudeau.
Amen.
Remember him?
Amen.
Jack, number 10.
Illinois'
Jack Trudeau.
Finest.
Yeah, Jack Trudeau.
Illinois' finest. Listen,
only if Jeff George worked out. Only if Jeff George worked out.
Too bad, isn't it?
They wouldn't give him no money.
None.
They wouldn't give him no money.
The Colts had a run as well. Like a really good run. Because once you got it right, once you got through with the Mark Hermans of the world and the Gary Huggaboons of the world, again, second level Gary Huggaboom.
Right.
Not Cowboys Huggaboom.
Yeah.
Mark Herman. Browning Nagel.
Hey, hold on. You know
not
where,
real.
Hey, do you know where he went to school?
I've never heard of the name before today.
Louisville, didn't
you? Yeah.
Yeah. Louisville's quarterbacks just be running the okey-doke on you.
Boy.
Between him and Chris Redman.
Craig Erickson. Brian Braun. Craig Erickson. Paul Justin.
That name cannot be real.
It's real. He actually started four games.
Dude with two first names.
For three years, he started anywhere from 2 to 4 games for the Colts.
See, Justin Paul makes sense. Paul Justin, that's just backwards.
Paul Justin, who was battling with Jim Harbaugh and Kelly Holcomb.
Kelly Holcomb, that's
for the
right.
starting job. Then the Colts said, enough. Here comes Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck.
Then it's been a mess.
Then it's, yeah. Then it's, you know, you did a thing.
Do you think Andrew Luck gets in the Hall of Fame?
No.
DP?
Hall of Fame level talent, not Hall of Fame level production.
I am a member of that club. He is not.
And he probably needed two more years, right? Of good years. I mean, because
two on the low end, probably 3 to 5. Because he didn't have that signature win, right? Andrew Luck was going to go retire without a ring. Anyway.
His greatest legacy are the letters to home.
Yes. The Royals do that with a... Speaking of Fizzo guy, here's the guy, Mitch Meyer.
Every Andrew Luck...
His legacy...
Special performance for the Colts today.
His legacy is that neck hair. Bro. How are you, right? You got a $5,000 suit. You couldn't go get a $5 haircut?
He could not.
I mean, he would be on there. Do you remember when the neck hair was coming over the tie?
Yes.
Right? Right?
Yes.
Like, you didn't just for men that. That is just wild bush coming out of you.
He was still killing fools.
Yeah, and he was. Out of his uniform. Yeah. Leave that man alone. Leave that man alone, man.
Yep.
Leave that man alone.
Look, man. Here's what. Okay, so in the era of he's okay. To remember that the Raiders have had so many opportunities to get it right, and somehow in this fantastic history again. Ken Stabler and Daryl LaMonica set a very high standard.
Right? And Jim Plunkett.
Right? And then you go to Plunkett. But then you get special. And you go into the he's okay pile. Because, hey, here comes Jay Schrader. One of the great physical talents to ever throw a football. That could throw a baseball the center field fence to home plate.
Yeah.
Rocket arm.
He had a rocket arm.
Rocket arm.
No accuracy, but he could throw that backwards.
Oh, boy. Mark Wilson from BYU.
Zach's dead?
No.
Well, maybe. Probably. Man.
Hey, in that lineage.
Provo ain't that big.
Yeah, exactly.
Provo ain't that big.
Let me pass it on down to you.
You know, Rusty Hilger. They even gave Vince Evans a run with the Raiders.
I remember when they got Vince Evans.
Then Todd Marinovich.
Dang.
Then Billy Joe Hulbert. Jeff George, Wade Wilson, Deadpool. Donald Hollis.
Ooh, that's a trivia question there, Donald Hollis.
Rich Meyer.
Yeah, he's in Notre Dame.
Marcus Tuliasosopo. Then Kerry Collins, Andrew Walter, Aaron Brooks, Josh McCown, Dante Culpepper, Jamarcus Russell, Andrew Walter.
Oh, Dante had a run there, that's right.
Bruce Gretkowski, Charlie Fry.
Dang.
Got three starts. Jason Campbell, Mr. Basic himself. Terrell Pryor.
Here's the Holy Trinity. Charlie Fry, Charlie Batch, Charlie Whitehurst.
Oh, that is a wonderful Mount Rushmore of Charlies. Quarterback Charlies. Matt McGloin and Matt Flynn in the same year. You got all the Mets. None of them were good. And then E.J. Manuel before Derek Carr.
Dang. I mean... Aaron Brooks. You want to hear a funny story about Aaron Brooks? We're playing these and playing down in New Orleans. Or playing them. And they got this. I mean, they were good. I mean, they were big. That was when they had Ricky Williams. They were physical. And Deuce McAllister and all that. And LaCharles Bentley and Kyle Turley. So Aaron Brooks comes out in this. Joe Horn and all this. He come out this bad boy in some Air Force Ones. Untied. My man was wide open down there. He was out there. He threw one pick to Aaron Glenn, one to Marcus Coleman.
Who wants some?
I mean, literally, he ain't study. You know, he ain't study his playbook.
Not even the 4 hours.
No. But he's a good talent from Virginia.
Yeah, I loved him. Well, because he was cousins with Terry Kirby.
Yeah, and he was. Wasn't he related to Vic somehow?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's all Virginia Beach, Hampton, all in that space. And then he had a three-game stretch that was good as anybody, which is how he made all his money.
Right.
He had a really good three-game stretch, and then he could never duplicate it. And it became a real issue. Cleveland Browns, Jay Foreman. Cleveland Browns. And we will jump straight from the Brian Sipe, Bernie Kosar era to Mike Tomczak.
Damn, he played there?
Yes, he did. Don Strzok. Gary Danielson, our favorite local announcer. Eric Zier from Georgia,
the lefty.
Mark Rippon.
I used to watch him on ESPN.
Ty Detmer.
Man, all the Detmers. Coy, Ty, what's the other one?
Daddy.
Yeah.
Doug Peterson. Spurgeon Wynn. Kelly Holcomb, who's just stealing money. Luke McGowan, Charlie Fry, Derek Anderson.
Yep. I had him on my list.
Brady Quinn, Ken Dorsey from Miami.
Right. He was a seventh-round pick.
Colt McCoy, Jake Delhomme, Seneca Wallace.
Seneca Wallace. I had him on my list, too.
Thad Lewis.
Not real.
Yeah. The brother Thad Lewis.
Yeah, I remember him. Hey, do you know where Seneca Wallace went to school?
Iowa State, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What about like a Tavares Jackson?
Tavares Jackson, yeah. He used to be at the Vikings, and he signed a big deal. Yeah, Seattle. He signed a big deal.
Here's a co-captain of the He's Okay quarterback club, Brandon Whedon.
He was like 28.
Yep.
Remember, he was a first-round pick. He was 28 years old because he played baseball. Played 1 year in college. They're like, yeah, you know, before you hit 30. You probably need to try to go be in the league.
Who in the wide world of sports is Kevin Hogan? Kevin Hogan played quarterback.
He was from Stanford. That's the Jim Harbaugh stamp of approval. Or David Shaw.
Oh, I forgot he played with the Redskins, too. Oh, I do know Kevin. Oh, Kevin, my bad. My bad, bro. He's from Fairfax, Virginia. My bad. My bad, Kevin. My bad. No, he played in the camp. He threw, in high school, to Jonathan Allen, who was his tight end. And again, Jay, you talk about unfair to see Jonathan Allen.
I remember
play tight end in high school. It was the most punishing thing to watch. To watch this 255-pound running a 4.640 Goliath,
right,
just mauling 175-pound corners from
fair. Listen, he ain't trying to make anybody miss.
No, it was interesting times. Of course, the phone's blowing up because then they want to know. Like we can do linebackers because I know that you have.
All right, yeah. Well, you know what? We'll take a quick break. Come back.
Because linebackers.
Yeah, we're gonna do that. We'll do it. We're gonna take a break. Old school. We'll be right back.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.